Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am very honored and I'm very blessed to be here with you today. It's my job to tell you the hard truth. It's my job to let people know how bad things are because I believe in you. I believe you will take action, and together with God's help, we will defeat it. Thank you so much for joining us for hour number three. I pledged on last night's show to take a lot of calls this week because that's the broadcast I like and that's the broadcast you like. And so we're going to take calls every day this week. In fact, some of the shows I've got it slated that I'm going to do all 4 hours. And I'm going to take at least 3 hours of calls. Today, it's just 1 hour. Because Gerald Celente always does a great job. He's hosting the fourth hour ahead of the War Room. Those are also great shows for you to call into. The War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. And, of course, American Journal, 8 to 11 a.m. Central, weekday mornings. All right. A lot of interesting callers here. I'm just going to start going to them. Josh, Debbie, Stephen, Casey, CD, Kyle, Andy, Kyle, and others. And let's just go ahead and talk to Kyle in Nebraska first on vaccines and the workplace. Yeah, they're trying to conscript the workplaces into intimidating you into taking an experimental vaccine. It'd be bad enough if it was a regular one that violates Nuremberg Code. But to try to make you take an experimental authorization thing that's got such a bad history, that's banned in many countries. Wow, this is a scary time to be alive, brother. What's your take on this?
Do you copy me?
Yes, I do, sir.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for the time again, Alex. I talked to Owen, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago. I just wanted to get this website out one more time. It's nojabforme.info.
All right, brother, you're live on air, just so you know. We're not screening your call.
Yep.
So you want to say anything else?
Yeah, I do. So basically, that website I got out, I talked to Owen about that, and that's actually Joey Gilbert. He's a lawyer down there out of Nevada. And so I called down there last week about this and talked to one of his assistant lawyers and had a good conversation. But regardless, this is what happened. Basically, in the heat of the mask stuff a few months ago, I'm a subcontractor. I do transportation, parts delivery. And I walk into this auto parts place. I'm not going to give the name of it, but I should. But I won't. And I walked into this place and didn't have the mask on, of course. I'm not going to be muzzled. And they take a still photo from their security camera, send it to my contractor that I sub for, and threaten my job over it, over not having a mask. So I called a local lawyer here out of Omaha, and he said that it's a right-to-work state. There's nothing you can do about it. So then I started digging deeper, of course, Alex, and called more lawyers, and then I got a hold of this gal that works for Joey Gilbert. He was I think you've had him on before. He was a fighter before, kickboxer, boxer, I believe, as well. And
all right, sir, I appreciate your call. Let me go ahead and respond to this. Give me some facts. The terrible Texas governor finally grew some huevos, and he signed an executive order. It's the law that you cannot try to make someone coming in your business wear a mask, and that you basically can't make your employees do it. The media has given this almost no coverage. So I talked to a lot of people around Austin since this happened a few weeks ago, and most of them still think you have to wear a mask. So it's all color of law. People perish for lack of knowledge. Texas Governor Abbott threatens to fine cities and local government officials if they impose mask mandates. That's CNBC spin. No, he signed an executive order. And I showed that executive order a few weeks ago. But there's the national news spinning it. Okay? Here's another one. Antibody-dependent enhancement of virus infection and disease. How Texas killed COVID, Ron Paul. Very important article also on InfoWars.com. I would take those and give that to that idiot lawyer. What's happening is most of these lawyers are just average researched people. They don't know anything. So they're just going along with all this new color of law garbage. All the censorship, all the crap. All right, we'll be right back with more calls straight ahead. Stay with us. Listen up, Patriots. I'm running a sale that's the biggest I've ever run on three products that are already selling out. Well, then why am I selling it then at 50% off or 60% off, depending on which sale you go with? Because I know a lot of you are on the fence, you haven't tried it, and I know you're going to get hooked once you do. So for 1 week only, we're running 50% off on Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off on Winter Sun with D3 and KF Immune System, and, oh my gosh, people love this so much, but sold out for months back in limited supply. Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy is 40% off. But you can get them all three together in the Optimum Trifecta back for 60% off. We've never offered that on these products. It's basically a loss leader. I want you to get them. I want you to try them. I want you to love them. So believe me, you're going to be blown away. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're running this Monday through Sunday, and the deal is over. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
It's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're now well into hour number three. We're taking your phone calls. And next up is CD in Vegas. Kids getting the COVID vax, heart problems. Yeah, they banned all these vaccines. Have basically been banned in one country of Europe or another. They're banned in China. They're banned in India. And our media sits there and gaslights you and says, you're crazy if you don't take it. Everyone takes it. Everybody's fine. Now there's all these blood clots, all these deaths in the old particularly, but even young people, children and teenagers are dying from it. Here's NBC News. CDC investigating reports of heart problems in young vaccine recipients. They go, oh, but it's only a few. I mean, a few reports they're looking into. 15-year-old boy dies of heart attack 2 days after taking Pfizer vaccine. They don't want you to remember that. Bombshell, Nobel Prize winner, reveals COVID vaccine is creating variants and killing people. OSHA, that's the federal government's Occupational Hazard Administration, pulls guidance stating employers may be held liable for adverse reactions if they mandate the vax. Plus, it violates the Nuremberg Code. Incredible. It's not even an authorized vaccine. It's emergency authorized. Doctor's message about how pediatric deaths from COVID blocked by Facebook. Testimony to a legislature. Can't have that. Important video from InfoWars Army on Twitter. Inquisition by senators gives Fauci and the CDC chills. We'll cover some of that later in the hour. And you've got Senator Cotton saying they're hiding their tracks. The walls are closing in. Sudden hearing loss reported after COVID vaccines. They said that the whole time. In fact, rats that were given COVID vaccines in the 2012 study at UT got made deaf. Oh, but look at Governor Whitmer. She's out with all her friends at a big party. She's not going to social distance. She's going to do what she wants because she's the governor. That's all coming up. But let's go to your phone call. CD in Vegas. Welcome, CD.
Hey, Alice, man, I agree with you, and God bless us, and it's the truth that these guys are twisted-minded, mind-twisted scientists, police officers, that the ones who are not mind-twisted. It's giving us gut poison to the kids, man. This is gut poison to the brain, to the body. It plus will leave a fungus in there for the rest of their life. They're trying to destroy the flesh and pin us down, man.
Well, that's right. It's funny you say that. I've got a bunch of studies on it causing Alzheimer's by growing crystals in the brain. But it's not a type of crystal that grows in rotten meat like spongiform encephalopathy. It is connected to almost like a fungus-like life form. And there's jellyfish genes in there, all sorts of crazy stuff. And they won't tell you why that's in there. I mean, isn't that scary?
Yeah, not only that, it's poison, man. They know that these try to steal our mind through by poison our gut and our brain and the rest of our body. It's a flesh lockdown. Our flesh is under attack, man. And I agree with you 100%, sir.
God bless you, my friend. Thanks for the call. All right, let's move quicker. We're taking a lot of calls. Let's talk to Casey in California on the mask mandates. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, it's the sympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous system. Everybody has those two gears of the nervous system. And how many breaths per minute determine where your consciousness is, either in the fight or flight, which is sympathetic, or if you're breathing 18 or more breaths per minute, you're going to be, I mean, if you're breathing 18 or more breaths per minute, you're going to be in the sympathetic. If you're breathing less, 4 or less per minute, you're going to be in parasympathetic.
So that's right. They admit in studies that these masks cut oxygen levels, cause anxiety, take years off your life.
Yeah, and the more that we breathe shallow, the more our life is going to be shallow, because the breath is the spirit, and that's what we manifest with. So the breath is the spirit. The consciousness is the Father. The will is the Son. That's the Trinity to me. And I feel like as a human organism, if they tamper with our rhythm, with our breath algorithm like that, and keep us in a sympathetic state, then we can only manifest in a mass sense from that place. And as a human organism, it doesn't take much to tamper with the homeostasis of the whole organism to where now we have a mass of basically a cancerous mass of humanity that we all have to now somehow heal by changing this algorithm, because that's the spiritual algorithm. The breath algorithm, the breath is the spirit, like Tucker Carlson said a week ago or so.
And notice that all over the country, the left isn't taking the mask off, and they want it to be permanent. I mean, this is a real cult programming we've just seen.
Oh, definitely. I mean, and that's the thing, the whole transhumanism movement. You know about the blockchain and everything. Every breath is an investment. We're taking our investment. We're trading our breath for money. We're trading our breath for all these things. And they know if we're in a shallow state and then we're breathing from that place, we're thinking shallow, then our emotions and everything follow from that
Casey,
place.
Casey, you're absolutely right. And I'm so glad you called, because I was having a lot of concern this weekend about the world and that I wasn't doing enough to fight the globalist. And I literally sat in a room for about 2 hours once my family had gone to bed, asking God, what do I need to do? And God was like, you need to get calm on air more. You need to smooth out and breathe more and get other people to be calm, to then take action. You know, it's been good that you've been aggressive to get people out of their trance, and it's good because those people are already in that type of, you know, hyped up state. But now we got to get people out of that state and get them calm, and that starts with you. And so I've been, when I'm off air, trying to breathe deeper and more. When I'm on air, I even almost quit breathing because I get so upset looking at all this. It just drives me crazy.
Yeah, no, definitely. And they try to keep us from that infantile state, because they know that when we have children and we're around children, babies breathe from their diaphragm, fully from their diaphragm, and they fully experience life. It's just we're in a shallow place when everybody's so traumatized, and the trauma creates the shallow breathing, and then it compounds that whole problem.
And explain to us how you understand this, Casey, because you're dead on, and all the basic research shows this, and the globalists know this. So teach me, teach the listeners, explain this to people.
Well, like I was saying, we have two nervous systems. And if we're breathing 4 or less full breaths per minute, like babies do, expanding the diaphragm, fully, you know, expanding the belly so that the lower lungs can expand fully, that's where more of the blood in the lungs is, because, you know, gravity, so there's more blood in the lower lungs. And if we're not expanding the lower lungs, then we're constantly in a rushed state. And, you know, honestly, it's all alignment. Creation is alignment. And God does not rush. So the more that we rush, the more that we're in a rush state, the more that we're getting away from that alignment. And the alignment is the only protection we have. So it's really our spiritual alignment, is our breath alignment. And that has everything to do with our circadian rhythm and how many breaths per minute we're breathing, because that controls our consciousness, where our consciousness is headed. And our children are our ancestors. So we're setting up this rhythm, this breath, this spiritual, and, you know, that rhythm. So if we're hurried and rushed and the children see that example, then they create from that platform, and it's a more broken template. And the more that we get in and just accept the breath, and people call it breath work, but it's acceptance. We need to accept the spirit, accept the breath, and we can fully breathe, and we can fully live, and then we can slow things down, and we have less thoughts per minute, and then we're creating.
And exactly, slowing things down gives you more time, not less. And I think God's worked through me in the hyped up system to get to people that were already in the hyped up system, but now it's time to pull people out of the sped up controlled system and get them in to that relaxed, quiet place, the Most High that King David talked about. You're absolutely right. Because when I make myself lay there on the bed, you know, for like an hour and breathe, I mean, I just, my thoughts get so clear. I get so relaxed. I can see infinity. And then I dream a lot better at night and like get answers. Now we don't want to be in a zombie. What do you call the zombie state? Because some people are running around like chickens with their heads cut off, scared of the globalists and doing everything they say. Others are kind of in a zombie format, but it even seems like they're breathing shallow as well, but they're just completely gone.
Yeah, I mean, it really comes down to how much the breath isn't happening to the body. like you, Alex, you know, you've been circulating your blood. You've been breathing on air. You've been connecting with people, bouncing the breath off of people, because every activity is really the breath in a different way, you know, at a different pace or whatever it is. So the more that a person is accepting the breath, the more that they're going to accept life, and the more that they can exude that into life, and then people can operate from that place. But if you're not accepting the breath, then God can't come through you. So then you got a bunch of bodies that are not inhabited. They're just not fully inhabited. The circulation of the
breath. Also, exactly. But if you read the first book of the Bible, it says God created the world with his breath. Go ahead.
Yes, and that's exactly. So the breath, the more that you're breathing, the greater your circulation is. And then the more that you're in a parasympathetic state, the more that you're circulating to the organ. The more that you're in a sympathetic state, the fight or flight that they got us locked into, the more that your blood is in your tissue, and then because you're more in fight or flight, you're constantly ready to go to war. So it's just the endocrine system, what people call it, the chakra system, is really the endocrine system. And, you know, the more that you become conscious, you're doing...
That's right. It's not mumbo jumbo. It's science. We've got to get the blood into our brain. God bless you, sir. We'll be right back. Thank you, Casey.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, Human Rights Attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated and really upset and sad for humanity, because we know the New World Order is here to kill everybody. We know they're poisoning the food and water. We know they're turning us against each other. We know that they are trying to suppress us so that we're not with God. And it's very, very frustrating. It's very, very sad. And we all feel like we've got to be able to change it. We've got to be able to overturn it. But it's that endless battle between good and evil. And evil's making its move right now, like it's never done before in the history of our species on this planet. And we can all feel it. We can all see it. But I have to remind myself every moment, just do the best I can, and God will do the rest. I was under so much stress, you know, wanting Trump to succeed, wanting Trump to be real. And I think overall Trump was a good person, is a good person, but we couldn't expect Trump to overturn and defeat this globalist system himself. We have to do it with God's help. And so, after they stole the election from him, and after we saw all that, I don't want to say a great weight came off of me, but I just realized that we're not going to stop their attempt at the Great Reset, their attempt to bankrupt the planet, their attempt to take our children from us, their attempt to poison us. They've said they're going to do it. They mean business. So we're going to have to oppose it and stand up to it and say no and fight it. And if we get aggressive and if we get up on our hind legs, and we take a deep breath and decide that we're going to get our hands dirty here, we're going to win this fight. And I know we're going to win, because evil always pushes till they make good people stand up. The question is, how bad is it going to get before we do that? And the biggest thing is saying no to oppressors, saying no to the mass police, saying no to their poisonous inoculation, and going on the offense to their inoculation centers and exposing that it's poison, and going to their health departments and exposing them. And your employer tries to make you take a shot that's experimental, that violates the Nuremberg Code, bring them information, educate them. Say, people don't want this. This is banned in Europe. Chances are your employer's being told by lawyers they better do this or there'll be liability. There'll be liability if they try to make you take that shot. See, the left bullies and sues and pushes us around. It's time for us to start pushing them back, because we didn't start this fight. We're going to finish it. All right, we got Antonio and Jason and Kyle and Andy and Debbie and so many others, but we got Jason in Germany, so I'm going to go to Jason. Jason, in case you're having to pay for your call yourself, Jason in Germany, go ahead, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, thanks. I'm a first-time caller. I wanted to talk about the entire COVID situation, how it parallels to the Nazi takeover. And I'm talking like about before 1939. Back in the day, you already had that there was a lot of propaganda against the Jews. These days, you are also seeing it against people who refuse to take the vaccine, who refuse to wear masks. You also had the Gestapo. Nowadays, you have basically the regular police doing the same job. I don't know, closing churches, going after people who don't wear their masks properly instead of going after real criminals. And all the things, they are saying they only, they just want to put like two vaccines into us, but that it's not going to stop with that.
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's why they admit the EU is modeled basically off the Hitlerian system. And they need the excuse to train the police to violate people's rights, to have martial law, and to check people's papers and to disappear them. And so now Germany is one of the most clamped down countries in the world. This is all done under the UN auspices. Tell folks what it's like to live in Germany right now.
I mean, right now in Germany, we do have kind of a lockdown. I mean, where I live, if the COVID infection number like over 100, all schools and stuff like that get closed. If it's below 100, they reopen, but I think restaurants and the like are still closed.
And again, it's under the UN. It's all the PCR tests. I know Germany's still doing it at 39 or 40. So when they want, they just turn up the PCR test. Everybody's locked up. It's a perfect governor over everybody.
Yes, and the more people give into it, the more they're going to take, because people think that these guys have some kind of conscience that there will be a point where they will feel bad for us or something and they will stop. But these people are absolute psychopaths. They are not going to stop. They are going to go as far as you let them. It's not going to stop with a few vaccines. Later on, it's going to be, as you talked about, microchips and e-commerce. They are probably might even try to execute people who won't take these chips in the future once they get their way, basically. Because history has also shown that you can pretty much get humans to do whatever you want as long as you condition them over a very long time and basically dehumanize these so-called mask refusers and anti-vaxxers. So if they succeed, then it's going to be a very dark future. But as far as I'm seeing, it is getting exposed, especially that the coronavirus came from the Wuhan lab, even Anthony Fauci admitting to it. You also have the governor of Texas doing a lot of work, even more than I expected. I mean, personally, when I looked at this guy, I didn't expect this kind of work from him.
Oh, I totally agree. He's now gone further than DeSantis because of pressure and said, we'll fine you $1,000 and make somebody wear a mask. He says, therapeutics are the way. Take your vitamins. This thing's exaggerated, overblown, 100 times what it actually was. And he's starting to address it. And so I'm glad that the governor's doing that. And you're absolutely right. People like the Texas governor, the Florida governor, that's an example to the world. But again, water cannons attacking Germans en masse, arresting people. You have government ministers saying outlaw people criticizing the lockdown. I mean, don't the Germans see that the very same thing that they were under in the 40s is back again under a new cover?
Yes, I mean, definitely. And the thing is, I am someone who believes in metaphysical law. And I think that, I mean, what's going on in Texas is great and the things that DeSantis does, but I think that that's not going to go on for a very long time, and these the powers that be are planning some kind of they will strike back. That's what I think. Because
I totally agree. They admit, sir, this is all a beta test. Some areas they'll loosen the restrictions. They're going to come back even harder. As Bill Gates said, a more deadly virus is on the way. We have to expose them. We have to expose that they stood to gain from it. We have to expose they make money off of it. It's the Great Reset. We have to have them arrested with Nuremberg, too. God bless you.
Warning, warning, warning. The globalists have launched a massive counteroffensive against populist forces worldwide. They are censoring, they are attacking, they are arresting patriots all over the world. Churches in Europe, Australia, the UK and Canada, and even California, New York, are being SWAT teamed and closed because they're non-essential. The tyranny is incredible. But in areas like Texas, South Dakota, and Florida, where we have a history of more liberty,
all the lockdowns are over, ladies and gentlemen. This is martial law. This has all been a massive martial law drill. And now it's more important than ever to spread the word about InfoWars and to support InfoWars. We have three of our best-selling products selling out, but despite that, they're all massively discounted. Turbo Force, it's 40% off. We've got Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off, and Winter Sun for your immune system. It's 50% off as well. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Beast in me is caged by frail and fragile bars, restless by day and by night, rants and rages at the stars.
Think about it.
God help the beast in me.
The fact that they have decided to add the chemicals to food and water to totally sterilize us. And when they tell you that at current graph, and there's a whole bunch of studies on this, they show the same numbers, it's conclusive that by 2045, 2047, depending on the study, there will be no one with any sperm left. Well, then they're going to have the medicalization and create humanoids artificially in a laboratory so that you can have children. The goal wasn't just to put Trojan horses genetically in GMO crops or digital Trojan horses in your cell phones. It's in your body they want. And once corporations and governments control procreation, as you saw in that national news piece from HBO that, oh, there'll still be sex, it just will be in a laboratory. Well, those won't be humans. And so this is really a scientific takeover. And they're already, with this COVID attack and forced inoculations with an experimental gene therapy, taking us 80% of the way there. They're not eating around the edges anymore incrementally. They'd only gotten 5% of the way there. They're now leaping forward with, hey, we're going to put in your body what we want that changes every cell in your body. We're not going to tell you even what it does. And when it makes you sick, we're going to cover it up. And when scientists expose it, we're going to censor them. And that's what they're doing. So this isn't a little bit of tyranny. They've now gone from beta to their full assault. And you can deny it. You can hope it's going to go away. It doesn't go away until we understand where it takes us and we say no. This is so illegal, so authoritarian, and now they're trying to hope employers will go do what the health department can't do, what the government can't do, make you take a shot to have your job. How's that job going to do for you when you get a neurological disorder in 6 months or a heart attack that day? They're just managing to see if we'll make a big deal. Can they make a big deal out of all the people dying from the shots? It'd already be stopped. And remember, where's all the infertility? It's in the Western world. The globalists are getting rid of us. And it's not just white people they're getting rid of. They're getting rid of any country where people have due process and infrastructure. There's a war on infrastructure, and the globalists are finally trying to get rid of progress and saying we're going to have world government and forcible chips in your body. They're teaching you to be poor. They're teaching you to be a slave. They're teaching you it's virtuous and good. And they're teaching you to ignore the science, how they lied about COVID-19 this entire time. All right, let's get to all the calls before this hour ends. Who's up next here? Let's go to Cindy in West Virginia. Cindy, welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Hey, first I just have to say this, okay? Chantilly, Virginia, Bilderberg, 2012, I believe it was. You met my son, Colin Abramowitz. He was in the London Guardian with you.
Awesome.
Oh, so proud of my kids. You know, I have four. Two of them are woke. I shouldn't say woke. Two of them know what's going on. I think two of them are too afraid.
Anyway. You know, I was thinking about that during the break before you tell us, you know, your points, which I want to hear desperately, that this is so big only God can handle this. I mean, I don't want to say I'm scared. I'm scared I'm not doing enough to fight it because I always knew they were planning this, but now it's moving so quick. I'm just totally bummed out and horrified. I mean, I want to live my life. I want, and so I know why people get in denial because you don't want to admit to yourself that you're in this situation. But here's the deal. It's going to get so bad that you don't want to be at that point when most people wake up, but it's too late for them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we do, you know, it's not about us, Alex. It's about our kids and our grandkids. You know, you're a little younger than me, I think, but we've lived our lives, you know, for the most part. So what kind of life do we want to have for our kids? So it you know, it just stuff scares you. You just have to buck up and, like, look at your children. Look at your grandchildren. Are you going to let them grow up to be slaves to these demons? I mean, we see what they do to children, right?
It's absolutely insane. You called it about COVID and depopulation and major crop losses coming. Give us your view on that.
Okay, so you know how there's systems in everything and there's cyclical cycles, right? Like the Atlantic Current has a cycle that it goes by. The sun has many cycles, you know, and many scientists believe, if you look at one YouTube channel, Adapt 2030, that's a good place to look, or look up Grand Solar Minimum. They think we're coming up on another Grand Solar Minimum. And if you look at history and when that's happened, it has to do with the sun cycles and all of this, right? Every so many hundred years this happens. When this happens, there tend to be food losses, crop losses, food shortages, often upheavals like volcanoes and a lot of earthquakes, okay? It's like an electromagnetic thing that happens. I don't understand it completely. But if you look at the chart, and you look at the time.
I've had major banking experts and people that advise multi-billion dollar corporations. They totally agree. They follow sunspots back thousands of years.
Yep.
And that's when all the big major wars happen and all this is during these solar minimums. And so you're absolutely right. Plus, you already see food prices exploding. You see Bill Gates buying up all the farmland.
Yeah, I mean, that's scary. Remember Bush bought up all that those aquifer areas in South America? Remember
yes.
that? Yeah, so that's another thing. There could be water shortages, too. So I think that this COVID thing, and even before the COVID thing, that the depopulation, because what they're doing to the food and the water, it's not any one thing. It's all these different things combined. So you don't really say, aha, it's this.
Well, here's what's going on, ma'am. We've already been hit by the first salvo of the takeover. I mean, let's use a Tom Cruise movie that's actually pretty good. I don't like Tom Cruise, but I like the movie, and that's Oblivion. And everything isn't what it seems. And he's really a clone working for the aliens. He's an astronaut, you know, that they captured and cloned. And notice when the aliens hit, the first thing they do is blow up the moon to destroy the Earth cycles and cause earthquakes and problems. And then they land spaceships with all these clones they produced, because you obviously want to produce something that knows how to fight on the planet it's from. And it's just a very important movie, because it's that's exactly what they're doing. The globalists are sucking the energy out of the earth, stealing all the resources, and building a breakaway civilization. And the point I wanted to make today that I'm now going to make is the breakaway's further than we think. They're way advanced. They've already got incredible life extension. They've already got super technology beyond what you can even hardly imagine. But it's evil, hunchback, inbred globalists that own it and run it. And so they are making the decision to cauterize us, get rid of us, so that we don't get in the way of what they're about to do. Because when it's finally clear they're going to suck up all the resources, and they say in their writings they're going to build these giant spaceships and leave the planet once they merge with Silicon. And they don't say aliens told them to do this, but they're like, this is the plan. We must follow the plan. Earth is over. It is the end of humans. We are leaving. And it goes back to their acolytes. Arthur C. Clarke wrote his first book that the system picked up. He was in British intelligence and a bunch of stuff. They wanted his first big book to make him a superstar, Childhood's End, to explain all this. And they tell you in Childhood's End the allegory of what they're doing. Does that make sense?
Alex, I want to get another point in, okay, too, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
If anyone out there, if you haven't seen the movie They Live, okay, you should watch that. Because, you know, they try to keep us entranced on this other frequency, and the word tell-a-vision, turn it off, okay?
Ma'am, I totally agree. We're out of time. Yes, I interviewed Rowdy Piper. The movie's incredible. We made some like 10-minute reports on They Live that we should repost the Bandaw video. So much of our work never got posted there because it got blown off of YouTube. But we're going to find it, and we're going to get it out there. But absolutely, they put us in this unconscious frequency where we sleep, and then they live. They live because they live, they're conscious. We sleep. We're basically dead. We must awaken. The sleeper must awaken. We'll be right back. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or to the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Look at some of the headlines on Infowars.com. Vox stealthily edits March 2020 article debunking lab origin COVID theory because it discredits them so incredibly bad. Again, a lot of stories on Infowars.com that break while I'm on air. It's really critical for me particularly to remember that and make sure I go back to Infowars.com during the show to look at all the new stuff that's breaking because this is all just huge. Fauci's wall of denial is crumbling. Leaked State Department memo officially endorses BLM agenda. This is other really positive news. Trans individuals regret their gender reassignment surgeries on 60 Minutes. Oh, those are groups they really censor. AOC in therapy after Capitol riot says lawmakers effectively served in a war. Democrat civic leader jailed for continuous sexual abuse of child under 10. Open for business. How Texas killed COVID. Ron Paul. It's all on Infowars.com. I'll cover some of those stories, including a new video of Biden babbling even more than usual when he was speaking at FEMA headquarters coming up, and then I'll hand the baton to Gerald Celente. But first, let's go to these calls. Who's been holding the longest? I'll go to them first. Let's go to Kyle and then Debbie. Kyle in California. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I called today because I feel like my brain's exploding in the amount of information I just digest on a daily basis. But I have four issues and observations I wanted to make while on this call. So if you give me a couple minutes to go through those four.
Sure. Hey, I love you calling. What everybody does is they do like a call screening with me. I'm not screening your call. You're live on air. So just go ahead and hit it, brother.
So first one is one of the songs I used to listen to. It's by Flobot. It's called Sight with Tools. So if you can look at those lyrics, it talks about babies and beakers, precious metals, global virus, 5G antenna poles, and the propaganda media. And this was written in 2007. And again, that's Flobot. Song is Fight with Tools. Number two, HB547. It's a bill in Texas. I haven't had time to research this bill in particular, but it's from a source that I listened to. And they said that this bill is on Abbott's table, and it's going to regulate homeschooling. So it's basically going to regulate the homeschoolers to death. And that's
wow, that's in Texas? I'll have to look into HB.
Yeah.
547?
Yeah, 547. It's at TimTebow/UIL equal access. And it's on Abbott's table right now. So that's something to look into. I haven't looked at it thoroughly, but here in Texas, so it's probably really important for homeschooling families out there and just going to regulate it like they do the farms and such everywhere else. And it could be impossible for people to homeschool their children. Number three was the pharmaceutical cult. Reading a lot of cult books lately and Kubrick films, and I noticed that all the cults have masks and gowns, and people we look up to now are all doctors and nurses who also have masks and gowns. And
The original cults were medical. They were architectural and medical, and then also had to deal with astrology and astronomy. And so, yes, those are all occult garbs. In fact, if you look at court in pleadings, you pray to the court. All of it is ritualistic magic.
Yeah, and then pharmacology comes from, well, it was established by the Rockefeller Institution, and also pharmacology comes from the word pharmakia, which means sorcery, spells, and witchcraft. So that's kind of weird.
Well, the symbol of medicine goes back before even Babylon and the Hittites and people. And again, it was two snakes around a staff, which is the DNA. Yeah, we've been here before. Thank you so much, Kyle. Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead now and talk to Debbie in the great state of Indiana. Go ahead, Debbie.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
First-time caller, long-time listener. I went to the doctor today, and she was trying to force me to take the coronavirus shot. And I kept arguing with her, and she said, why? I said, because it's experimental and it's poison. And she got kind of mad. She's like, that's a lie. They've been developing it for 25 years. And she still kept pushing them.
Yeah, and they couldn't get them approved because they killed the lab rats. That's why they skipped animal trials. But see, John Oliver goes, oh, it's not experimental. This has been studied for 20 years. Yeah, and no one would approve it. And they're banned in India and China. Did you hit her back with that?
No. But she kept wanting to argue, and then I brought up the Nuremberg Code, and she's like, what do you know about it? I said, I don't have to take that. And she'd tell me she got it, and nurses got it. And then she goes, well, you're a diabetic. You really should get it. And I said, no, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die by myself.
Well, ma'am, if you have the vitamins and minerals, as you know, And I mean, you're really, really doing well. But God bless you. You know, you probably want to get a different doctor. Have you thought about that?
You know, it kind of shocked me because she never said anything to me, like, right after the stuff started going on. When I go back to her, if she does it again, yeah, I will get another doctor.
Well, I think the thing you should do is, why don't you send her some of the articles and things about how this is banned in India? First off, what inoculation, what Frankenshot was she trying to give you?
It didn't say. But yeah. You know what? I'm blind, so there ain't no way I can get all that information.
Yeah, well, they really take advantage of disabled people, but we know you're not disabled. You have the sight of understanding, and that's the most important.
Yeah, a lot of people I know, well, we go to the campground, and a lot of those people down there said they're not doing it. There's been a few, but there's more that said no.
Absolutely, yeah. Don't let them try to make you feel bad like you're a weirdo. These vaccines are banned in most countries. They're not real vaccines. Anything else, Debbie?
No, that's it.
Thank you, Debbie, for calling. God bless you. What a sweet lady. So honored to have her as a listener. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Antonio in Massachusetts. Go ahead, sir.
Yep, I'm here.
Welcome, sir.
How you doing?
Man, I'm really freaked out. I mean, they're celebrating in the New York Times that there'll be no humans soon, that everyone's going to be sterile, and they're just poisoning us, and it's just disgusting. I'm really freaked out. What about you?
Well, you know, if you listen to the mainstream media, you got to believe them because they have billions of dollars. What I wanted to talk about was my personal situation with my mother, who was president of the American Medical Writers Association.
Wow. I understand you've been on hold, but folks will come in there. It happens to me all the time when I'm at home doing the show. Tell us long and short of what happened to your mother.
So, she was president of the American Medical Writers Association, and she went to Harvard Medical, and she was researching a radical form of endometrial cancer, which she ended up getting. As far as we know, she didn't work in the lab, which was weird. Anyway, doesn't matter. She ended up getting it, and the doctor, I don't know if I can give that name.
Go ahead.
The doctor used this robot called the Da Vinci. It's a Da Vinci laparoscopic robot. And
I know about the Da Vinci robot. And I also know that most cancer is viral. So, yeah, being around people with cancer is not good, just like being around people that have been COVID vaccinated is not good. The Nobel Prize winner for the discovery of HIV now says people are getting sick from viral shedding. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, what's incredible is this guy that I'm going to give his
Well, just listen, tell us what happened with the robot. Just tell us that.
Severed her bladder and her lower intestine. And
oh, so the robot went a little wild.
Well, no, it's operated by a human being, and this human being has done this. We went to court for this, and he did it three times before my mother. And now every time he screws up, if it's a screw up, he just skips state. And
well, you're right. They're always saying robots are so great, and the system pushes them, even though there's malpractice. It's a lot higher with them because they want to replace humans with them. They're actually using human doctors that are doing the surgery, are training the robot in the future to have no human there. I'm really sorry to hear about your mother. God bless you. Yeah, the robot takeover is not a pretty situation, ladies and gentlemen. And the secret about the robots is we're training them to replace us. It's one hell of a world we live in, folks. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.